Radio. I'm Tanya Lowendorf. This edition of AR features Kurt Vonnegut in conversation. While attending university in the mid-70s, I probably spent more time reading the novels of Kurt Vonnegut than my college texts. He was my hero and has become a cultural icon. His observation of the destructiveness and dehumanization of the 20th century, distilled by his rich imagination and quirky view of events and their time frames, make for delightful reading and listening experiences. His irreverence is palpable, as is his disdain for Bush and the current administration. Asked by a journalist for an idea for a really scary reality TV show, Vonnegut responded, "See students from Yale, it would stand your hair on end." In his book Hocus Pocus, published in 1990, he wrote, "Just because some of us can read and write and do a little math, that doesn't mean we deserve to conquer the universe." Kurt Vonnegut was an infantryman in World War II and was captured during the Battle of the Bulge in December 1944. He was then taken to a POW camp in Dresden in time to experience the horrific Allied firebombing of the defenseless city from the relative safety of an underground meat locker. The destruction wrought was greater than that of Nagasaki. He is now a self-described fourth-generation German-American living in easy circumstances. He has written over 20 books and ranks among America's most widely read and best-loved authors. Kurt Vonnegut was interviewed at his home in Midtown Manhattan by David Barsamian.
If a journalist from Tralfamador came to Earth today, what would they report back to their home planet?
Well, that we are a people with no past, because we have a president who knows absolutely no history, and he's surrounded by men who pay no attention to history, and they imagine that they are great politicians inventing something new, which is tyranny. And in fact, it's really quite old stuff, but they imagine they're being creative.
You're here in Baghdad on the subway, as it were, just a few blocks from the UN, and on February 15th there was a mass demonstration in New York, and you took part in it?
Well, I was simply there. I didn't speak.
What do you think about the efficacy, in practical terms, of people turning out at protests and marching?
I've said something about that before, and of course, I'm an old guy, so I was protesting during the Vietnam War, which was atrocious. Well, we killed, I think, 50 Asiatics for every loyal American. But anyway, as I've said before, I'll say again that every artist worth a damn in this country was terribly opposed to that war.